significant year. That's obviously for this. That's the college and the community as well. Someone who knows a little bit about the heritage of Oberlin, Amanda Manahan joins us from the Oberlin Heritage Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is also a busy weekend for you because of the commencement and alumni. A lot of people come back, so you kind of plan to have tours for a lot of those
folks? It's a really wonderful weekend for the community, and we have lots of different events to celebrate and to welcome people to town. This weekend on Saturday and Sunday, we'll be having various history walks and also sneak peek tours of our Heritage Center, the Monroe House at 73.5 South Professor Street. And we have a little something for everyone this weekend, including our popular Freedom's Friends History Walk, which is about the towns and the colleges' history dealing with abolitionism and its role on the Underground Railroad. And that's at 3 o'clock on both Saturday and Sunday, meeting at the First Church of Oberlin. So we get to go inside that building. We get to go inside one of our the Little Red Schoolhouse here in town. And it's a nice outing, about an hour and a half walk with a guided dose, a docent to guide people along the way.
Now, do they work off of a script or some sort of interpretation of sort of the bullet points?
Yeah.
How does that usually work for some of those?
Yeah,
people?
For our docents, we do have a training program, and we encourage them to shadow other people's tours as well. And then what we do is that we say, here's some points that we really want the visitors to get, but you know, make it your own tour. And also, if you're interested and fascinated by something, include it in the tour, because if you're interested, that passion is going to transfer to the visitors as well. So, yeah, we have a very talented group of wonderful volunteers for this weekend already lined up.
And, do a lot of parents join these tours, parents who come down to see their sons and daughters graduate?
Absolutely. We understand that there's a lot of families here for the weekend, so we wanted to offer some opportunities to get out and to find out more about the college, but also we have a lot of students join, and you know, even though they're here for 4 years, it's you know, kind of a nice send off for them to find out what the town and college was all about. And even though the tours are offered during commencement weekend for the families, they are open to anyone. So if you're living in Elyria or Oberlin or anywhere else, just call in or look at our website and reserve your space, and you're welcome to join us for that walk.
I suppose it's more fun to go on a tour with other people than to have just two people, perhaps.
Absolutely.
Right?
The experiences and the conversations people bring up are very interesting.
Have you had an opportunity, I assume, to take part in these tours or lead these tours? And if so, what did you find kind of, shall we say, incredible about Oberlin?
Just that, you know, it's a small town. But there are some really big stories for us to share, and the connections that we have not only locally but globally are incredible. So we have people come from all over the world for commencement weekend, and the fact that they can usually find something to connect with speaks greatly to this community.
Well, also part of that, those tours, is the cemetery tours.
Right. So this weekend is also Memorial Day weekend, and last year we offered a guided tour of the cemetery, but with commencement being Memorial Day weekend, we wanted to still offer a way to honor veterans and servicemen and women who also died in service during various wars and conflicts. So we have put together a self-guided tour of Westwood Cemetery through a platform called IZI.travel. And so all people have to do is they could go to our website and see how to access this, but you only have to go to their website or download the app to your phone, and then it'll be right up there. So, and if anybody has any questions, they're welcome to call us. And that's going to be available for download this Friday, and it'll be available for the full weekend, and we're going to keep it available after that as well.
What new, I guess, infusions of technology has been added maybe to the Oberlin Heritage Center or things like that?
Well, we've been experimenting, especially with some self-guided tours, because people enjoy the flexibility. It's nice always to talk with somebody, but if you can't get out here during our Tuesday through Saturday schedule, it's nice to have some other options. So we also, this weekend during commencement, we'll have tablet tours available. People can come to the Heritage Center and check out a tablet and rent it for an hour or the full day. And there's two tours on there. One is our Freedom's Friends history-based tour, based off of our history walk about Underground Railroad and abolitionism. We also have one about the Oberlin downtown architecture and businesses called Picture the Past. And so that one's available through renting at the Heritage Center. And then we also wanted to experiment with this IZI.travel or Easy Travel platform for people to download tours to their own devices. So we want to make history as accessible as possible.
I see on June 2nd you have something called Saving Taste Food Preservation in the Home. What's that all about?
So we want to experiment with, we do lots of different youth programs and camps, but we want to experiment with something for our older visitors, 12 and up. And this is a workshop that lasts from 10 to 3 on Saturday, June 2nd. And the workshop is going to be about the basics of food preservation. So everything from the very simple methods of drying to pickling to freezing and canning. We're going to try a little bit of everything, bringing in some of the history of those methods, but also modern applications of them, how you can preserve your own surplus of produce from the garden.
School will soon be out here on campus in the public schools as well, but I imagine your programming, of course, does not stop.
No. Summer's a very busy time for us.
What else do you have for us?
This summer, June, July, and August, every Saturday, we're offering that very popular Freedom's Friends History Walk at 11 o'clock every Saturday. And again, that's our Underground Railroad and Abolitionist History Walk. Then we're also offering on the first Sunday of each month a special Westwood Cemetery tour called Radicals and Reformers. It's kind of about the mover and shakers of Oberlin. And that's a guided walk. Both are about 75 to 90 minute walks. And the one out at the cemetery is the first Sunday of the month at 11 o'clock. And we thought that'd be a nice time because at 12 o'clock, the Frank Lloyd Wright House, the Weltheimer Johnson House, is open for tours, too. So it's also on that end of town, and we wanted to kind of bridge up against that, too.
A lot of tours, a lot of people get walk, good exercise, and a little education at the same time.
Yeah, we have lots of different opportunities, so I really recommend people check out our website, especially for this weekend, www.oberlinheritagecenter.org.
Sounds great. Well, Amanda, we appreciate you stopping in this morning.
Thank you.
And sharing a little bit of what's happening with the Oberlin Heritage Center. Coming up on WEOL, we'll find out about the